watch is like not gonna work now. Currently it says starting, so I think okay, I think we're live.
We gotta start off.
There it is.
I'm running out of apps to look at.
I just got a notificate.
A notificate? Oh, that means we're live. We're live. We are the Incredible Critics. Incredible, not because we're great, but because our credibility should seriously be in question. I am Ben Franco. This week, it is the final four of our March Movie Madness bracket. Joining me as always, Tim Lasers Groover.
Pew, 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 pew.
And directly to his left, Frankie, number two Fusco.
I'm on his right. Hey, Ben.
It's mirrored. So
you're on my left.
You're on my right.
Yeah, but you
it's so early, but
I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
I mean, that's got to be the earliest in an episode I've ever had to drop that sound clip.
Hashtag winning.
Okay.
Well, don't worry, everybody. This is an optical illusion. We're actually 10 feet apart right now. Yeah.
For social distancing, right?
Exactly. I was gonna hit Frankie in the head, but
I mean, listen, he's been living in my house for like
it's true.
A few years now, so I feel
like seems like ages.
Tell us how you really feel, Tim.
Well, listen,
how is it in the Frankie household? The Aaron household. Let's be real. How's it
the
going?
Estate.
Over there?
Shout out.
The estate. Excuse me. The estate.
The estate.
It's going great. We're recording from my basement, which is pretty sweet because I've been working on it since before Tim came. It's still a work in progress. Gonna get it done before the baby gets here. But we have a livable spot of it.
Livable. Yeah, I'm living in one of the rooms.
Lost audio over here. So just vamp. You're good.
Yeah. So yeah, Tim is down in the basement in the guest suite.
Yeah.
The bathroom is working. So it's not renovated, nice. But it is working.
Has a toilet.
Has a toilet shower.
A closet.
I'm good now.
Okay, there we go. And now we have the living room.
Oh, thank goodness.
That we're working in right now that he can hang out in, watch some TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Play some PS4. Just kidding. It's not down here. The games are, though.
I'm going to download the PS5. So you know.
It's actually downloaded on my computer.
Good to go.
There you go.
What are we doing? Why are we even recording this?
Tim, how's life going for you?
Oh, hey. It's good. It's going good. We're pretty close to finding a place to live, so we might have some news on that soon.
I was going
to
say, does that mean offer in?
Not exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. But we'll see. I'll wait to update anything. But
currently, Tim, we have two viewers watching the podcast, and they are
it's
both
me,
me,
it's me,
and you.
It's me. I'm a viewer.
Yeah, I'm also.
No one's on
podcast
viewer.
Podcast inception.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. So that's good.
Like it some more and heart it some more. You know what? We went live 10 minutes later than normal. So
that's right. We lost. Know. Oh, now we got three guys.
We're sorry, Incredible Fam, and it's Frankie.
It's Frankie. This is 100% Frankie. That's the quality content we provide here.
Everyone downloads the episodes.
No, it's not true though. Oh, hey, we got four. That means somebody, not us.
Oh, that's probably not Tuna. Us. That's not
probably
us.
Tuna.
It's probably Brittany.
Yeah. it might be Brittany just to heckle us.
She's bored.
I love you, babe.
Well, let's get into it and talk about what we've been watching. Anybody been watching anything interesting this week?
I mean,
did you watch the black and white version of the Snyder Cut?
Oh, yeah. Three times. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, there's a black and white version?
It just came out
after
we already watched it.
Oh, God, so. No.
He wow. said it's actually...
That's the actual definitive version. Absolutely.
It's called Justice is Gray. I'm not kidding.
Get it? Get it? See what they did there?
No. No. I did. I have been watching the show alone. I don't know if I mentioned that last week, but I'm on
like here on the Incredible Critics podcast.
Yes.
Because I've 1000% talked about this before.
Yeah, I think you have. But but there's a bunch of people I know that have been watching it. So I'm like, all right, fine. I'm going to give it a try.
And so it's right?
Oh, yeah. I'm on season two. A lady was doing really, but she had a really bad start and then she was doing really good. And then she definitely like hacked into her hand with a,
oh, is that the one in it's really far north? Does it have a guy that's like really trying to hunt the moose, moosing in the woods in?
Yeah, but I'm in season two.
Big moose were?
I'm pretty sure there's a guy that gets a moose. Maybe I'm wrong. But that wasn't in that. That's not. Yeah, that's not in the season I'm watching.
Oh, okay.
But no, this lady definitely hacked into her hand.
Yeah,
and then
I remember that one. I don't remember which the season.
And then a dude almost burned like this giant tree. This tree that's probably
I know what you're talking about now. I know
because he built his new tent and put the fire right next to it, and then you know you let the fire go all night if you can because it's so cold. And he woke up the tree glowing because it was so hot.
For anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about, Alone is a show on the History Channel. Oh, Brittany's watching now.
Brittany's watching. Hey, babe.
It's a show on the History Channel, which is it's Survivor if like the people actually had to survive.
Yeah, they're dropped off. They're all on around the same island, Vancouver Island.
It's like Naked and Afraid, but not naked.
Yeah, they get 10 survival items.
Oh, that's a lot. I mean,
that's it though. And then they have to like catch their own food and survive. Whoever survives the longest gets, you know, in the first few seasons, it was like $500,000. I don't know if it, I don't know if it's $1 million.
As far as I know, it's still 500,000.
Oh, okay.
They're all doing it at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
They drop them all off.
Do they hunt each other?
No.
I wish that would really throw a plot twist in there.
That would be sick. They like evidently there's like impassable mountains between them and they're several miles apart.
Impassable sounds like a challenge.
Well, this one dude climbed a mountain and then the very next day he went home. He's like, I'm too bored.
Absolutely, Brittany. Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah. Alone. It's great. There's like, I think there's only one season on Netflix, but it's
season six fantastic. Or something is Netflix and the rest is on Hulu and on, I think on maybe not the website Discovery Plus or one of those.
Oh yeah.
But, it's on Hulu ad supported if you got Hulu. So that's what I'm watching season two on right now.
Frankie, you've been watching anything?
That sounds awesome. Well, the two things, which one we didn't mention. Well, did we talk about?
Did we talk about Justice League last week?
Not Justice League.
Unfortunately.
Winter Soldier.
Oh, Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
We did not talk about Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, we both. I've been watching that too. Britt was watching it with me.
Two episodes in, pretty awesome. Ben definitely doesn't like it.
too super.
Way too super.
Too super.
It is essentially a very long
multiple movie. Action sequences in each episode,
a lot of flying across the world in a matter of minutes.
Yeah,
so far
it's like
I've only finished the first episode and everything not that I really enjoyed, like the Chinese restaurant scenes and stuff like that. I was like, oh, this is like,
oh, a drama. Ooh,
no,
disguised as a superhero
taking some time to develop some characters rather than just pew pew pew. You know,
so. Yes, Brittany, Hunger Games style. That's what I was trying to
Hunger Games style.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, going back to your Alone thing, maybe give them like paintball guns.
Yeah, if they locate each other in it, if they get shot with two paintballs. Yeah,
okay. I'd watch that.
Could be dope. That could be dope.
But everything else still exactly the same.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Falcon. So that's that. Oh, so yeah. Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
And then a new season of Nailed It just came out on Netflix. Aaron and I have been watching that. We tried getting Tim to watch it.
He
lasted about.
They tried to bribe me with ice cream, and I was like, I don't want to ruin the show for you because I don't like the host, and I'm just gonna have very colorful commentary.
I am definitely gonna get her as a guest on the podcast. Make Tim have a whole entire
please do that. Please do that.
No, thank you.
Here's the thing. I loved.
I quit the podcast. It's official.
I love the host of that, but like, I needed her dialed back like 10%.
That's what I'm saying. Just dial it down like
just 10%.
You're at 11, and I need you at like a 3.
She's one of those people that you introduce to your friends and go, you're either gonna love her or hate her. There's no in between.
Yeah.
And just fair warning. And if you hate her, totally cool. She'll be okay with it too.
Right. Yeah. No, I can see that. I can see that. Well, I started watching, I'm only 2 episodes in, but Chernobyl on HBO Max.
Oh, yeah. I heard that's good.
Yeah. I mean, so far it is really solid. It's really well produced. It's very dark, but not necessarily a bit angel.
It blows up.
Yeah. that's where it starts, just so you know, Frank.
What?
Yeah, the whole thing starts, yeah. They don't try to hide that, build the suspense.
And then, what's going to happen?
Yeah, what's going to happen?
Decades later, wild animals live there and flourish.
Giant worms.
Right.
People Green who study deer. Godzilla.
Yeah.
1998.
But it's really good. Really enjoyed it. And I don't know. That's all. That's all I've really had a chance to watch. Oh, I've also been rewatching The West Wing again. Because, it's about time. And that's
it's about time travel.
It's about time travel. Yeah. I just realized that's a show I can watch anytime, anywhere, and
it is a great show.
Really enjoy it. Like I can just like finish it and then restart that from season one like immediately, and I'd probably never get sick and tired of it. It's just so good. I wish they would bring it back.
I don't know that they invented the dolly for that show, but I feel like. Whoever was directing it, well, it was Aaron Sorkin who wrote it and produced it, right? Yeah. So he was like real obsessed.
He invented the Steadicam
because he's like, oh, we can do all these walking scenes and you don't even know I'm holding a camera.
But I also watched
The Walk and Talk.
I think they call it A West Wing because I don't think they could call it The West Wing. It's also on HBO Max, but it's to get out the vote, they did a fundraiser for some nonprofit bipartisan thing. It was in the fall. It came out in the fall, but they adapted one of the episodes as a stage play. Mm-hmm. And they filmed it like during the height of COVID. Dude, it's so good. It's really, really impressive what they did with the production because they used the stage. I don't know. They don't film it like just a camera.
Everybody's in a glass bubble. Everybody's in their own bubble. Is
right. They film it from different perspectives on the stage with like very minimal setting, but still completely nail like the feeling of the show. So that was really interesting to watch. I definitely would check that out. If you like The West Wing, that's I think just it's like a West Wing benefit to blah 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 something. I don't know, just Google it, you'll find it. All right, let's talk about our final four.
March movie madness.
The problem is you do that, but then because it's coming from my computer, people just
I know sound, only you can see only, me mouthing the words.
Yep, that's right.
It's a little special thing just for you, Ben.
Just for
there you me. Go, I appreciate it. This week we are going through our final four, Moneyball against 42 and Remember the Titans against who you decided and wasn't even close, The Sandlot.
It was a landslide.
Yeah. I think it was the 14-6, whatever I texted you guys earlier.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be more even based on like mine and Frankie's posts because that it was kind of even after mine too, but then Tim, mm-hmm. all of your friends apparently just loved
tons of people were like loving on Sandlot. Now I had some people who were definitely like Field of Dreams people, but
I think it was like 8-3 on like on your post. I think it was 8-3.
It was a lot for sure.
So let's go ahead and start there because I think I don't know, you guys could surprise me. I think that'll be the faster one. Let's start with Remember the Titans versus Sandlot.
Ooh.
Who wants
this to... This is a tough one.
Oh, oh, there it goes. What are your thoughts? I'll start because I'm not, you know, a huge fan of either Sandlot or Field of Dreams. So whichever was going to win that was going to lose against the Titans. Right? Like I almost last week, I almost like didn't even argue for Field of Dreams because I was just like, it doesn't matter. It's going to lose to Remember the Titans. It's not anything against those films, but Remember the Titans, again, it's one of those like classic films. If you're coming up with a list of movies, sports films that people need to see, Remember the Titans is at the top of that list. I would also argue that 42 and Moneyball are also there. So that's why that'll be an interesting discussion. But The Sandlot doesn't break, you know, certainly doesn't break the top five for me. And so that's why, like, for me, it's an easy one. Remember the Titans.
I think this is a great final four. And if you would have asked me in the beginning if I would enjoy the final four, my answer would have been no. Because there was no way I thought
we were going to get four good movies. The show.
Yeah. I'm just going off of past, you know, experience. In fact, today I saw Adam Memory on Facebook said, we're down to the final four. Let us know who you like. Argo or The Social Network, the greatest movie of all time. A Ben Affleck movie and a Jesse Eisenberg movie. But onto this, Remember the Titans or The Sandlot. I mean, The Sandlot has this pure humor that just makes you want to relive your days as a child playing baseball with your friends. They didn't keep score, Ben. They didn't keep score. And, you know, it is just a great movie. And I believe if you were to ask your daughter which one she likes better,
Hi.
She would say The Sandlot.
Can you say Remember the Titans? Say Remember the Titans. that pretty much sums up. Say hi.
Hi.
This one needs to go to bed.
When's your bedtime?
Do you need to go to bed?
Yeah.
When's your bedtime now?
Yeah.
Are you supposed to be in bed already?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why aren't you in bed?
I don't know why I am.
What?
I don't know why I am.
Okay. All right. Well, don't cover up the microphone.
No.
All right. You don't know why you're out of bed? Okay. Do you have as good of mic technique as Frankie does?
I was gonna say she reminds me of like Dan, drawing the mic.
Oh yeah, no. I don't know what you're doing with the mic. I'm sure that doesn't sound good. Okay, all right, say bye, everyone.
It just sounds like bye.
Bye.
They Remember the Titans. Yeah, that's about right.
Nailed it.
The Beast.
Okay. Okay. So Frankie, you were on a rant. You were.
Yeah. Did you... Sandlot, full of humor, makes you want to be a child again.
Yeah.
The Beast has a dog in it. I mean, come on. Every good movie has a dog.
Has James Earl Jones in it. Yeah,
James Earl Jones, you know. Babe Ruth. I mean, this is just
Ruth?
Killer movie.
A candy bar?
Sultan of SWAT? The Great Bambino.
Sorry. Oh, Ham. It's got that Ham, the kid who was in all the child movies when we were younger.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. All I have to say is, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low. Oh. And if you vote for Remember the Titans, I promise to never sing that again.
Well, in that case.
Well, I'm going to have to go swing.
Remember the Titans.
Honestly, I was going to go with Remember the Titans too. I think Sandlot is one of the greatest baseball movies, but I think Remember the Titans is the best football movie of all
time. Sandlot is definitely in my top five.
Yeah. But for real, Remember the Titans is like top of its class for definitely for football movies. So
And I also think it struck at just like the perfect time for that movie to come out. Not to be saying that because it came out when I was like, I don't know, 10 or 11, but like, it just seemed like the right moment for that film to make. And Denzel Washington, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, perfect. So perfect. So next up, we have Moneyball versus 42. Who wants to start with this one? Who has a somehow strong opinion on this one yet?
Aaron Sorkin has made it into the Final Four again. Surprise, surprise.
It's as great if movies. One of us is a giant fan.
Yeah. Great movies, great actors. If we're going sports movie, they're both sports movies. I can't even make that argument.
We're in the Final Four. We can't argue that one of these isn't a sports movie.
I mean, but one of them is slightly less of a sports movie.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
A little bit, yeah.
Like, it's a little more of a number movie about numbers, let's say.
I was going to say a management movie.
Yeah. So I don't know. See, here's my thing that I'm thinking about. So Moneyball is a great script, right? Clearly, Aaron Sorkin. But so does 42. Like you talked about,
yep,
that mm-hmm conversation between
Chadwick Boseman,
Alan Tudyk.
Yeah. Like that scene is amazing. There's so many scenes just like that where you're kind of like, oh, was this real?
Yeah.
It also is based on a real story, which so is Moneyball.
This is a tough one. Tim, what are your thoughts?
Oh man, it is really tough. I've definitely watched Moneyball more times. I'm laughing because I didn't really watch all the 42 yet. No, because it's not on any streaming service, or I would have watched it already. I don't know.
The case for Moneyball. All right, here's how I would lay out the case for Moneyball. It has a better script, which is not to say that 42 has a bad script. It's just, I would say Moneyball has a better script. And I would say that the performances are better. Again, not saying that performances in 42 are bad, but I think that Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill just like knock it out of the park with those characters and really make that work. I think the case for 42 is that it's a more intriguing and powerful story. So at its foundation, like that is a better story. So it's like, that's a better story, but Moneyball is better told. If that makes any sense. I think that's what makes it so tough, because when you're comparing these movies, they're like very similar in a lot of ways and then completely different in a lot of ways. So,
So March Movie Madness this time is about the best sports film. And
you can't make the argument that one of these is more about the sport than the other.
No, but you can make the argument that one is maybe a better film than the other.
Okay.
If the story was told better, I don't know.
I'm going to vote for 42. I'll put the vote spread out there.
Okay, why?
Why are you asking?
Because I want to know what made the difference for you. That seems like a very valid question.
I agree with you, it is. And I wish I had a more solid answer other than I looked at the screen and saw 42 and decided that was the one I'm gonna pick. I think these are very equal movies. What are their seeds? 4 and
what was Moneyball?
7.
Seven. Okay. So yeah, I mean, I think these are very equal movies. Either one could win. I just kind of want to watch 42 more than I want to watch Moneyball right now.
Well, Tuna put in Moneyball. We'll decide whether or not we want to let his
Tuna hasn't been on the podcast.
I mean, his vote didn't count on the last vote. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, although he also would have picked.
Guys, I'm just trying to build the suspense. I'm just trying to build the suspense here.
Yeah. Whatever.
For Tim.
I honestly, I'm gonna pick Moneyball because I've seen Moneyball. I'm sorry. But I'm not sorry. And also, so here's the other thing for me personally is like, I've known about the story of 42 and like the history of that, but I knew nothing about Moneyball going into Moneyball, and was just kind of blown away and like surprised at the whole all the stuff going on. So I don't know. That's at least where I'm coming from.
So when I did this bracket on my own, just to see what I came up with, spoilers for next week if it goes this way, Moneyball won my bracket. And I think it was also up against 42, my own personal one. So, but then when I started, over the last week, as I've started to think about this matchup, I'm just like, but 42 is such a good story. And Harrison Ford, let's not forget Harrison Ford in that film. Also,
Han Solo's in it.
Yeah.
Not climbing mountains.
It's true.
But I think, and I've seen 42 more times. I've actually seen 42 multiple times. I think I've only seen Moneyball the once. I'm also going to pick Moneyball because, I said, I think it's a better made film. 42 is a better story.
And they're about the same sport. That's the thing.
Yeah, so, but Moneyball is a better made film. So I'm going to give it to Moneyball. So there we have it. Our final two. And I believe I'd have to go back and check. I'm pretty sure my personal bracket, it came down to Moneyball and Remember the Titans. So we'll see if I change my mind in the next week. So we're going to watch these movies over the next week.
Yeah, yes, fellas. We're going to watch them over
next
week.
Make sure that it's fresh. I've watched Remember the Titans in the last 3 months.
Doesn't count. Still got to rewatch it.
All right.
Too bad.
I'll re-watch tell you guys it, I did that.
Because you want to see how it works compared to the other one, not just your memory of it.
All right. Okay.
All right. This is the only way to make it fair. We didn't watch any of the other movies in the bracket. Ever. Most. I just kind of guessed. We're like, it has a bat. It must be
out of 64
sports.
Movies, I've watched like 3 of them.
So,
I mean, honestly, it's because we didn't include the Fast and the Furious. Otherwise, I would have had like half the movies watched.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We know how much you love those Fast and Furious movies. It's all about family. Am I right, Ben? Family.
That family.
And
all about
driving
the family.
Fast family. And winning the pink slips.
Family.
I think Ben is a huge fan of Fast and Furious.
He really is.
It's all about the family.
He's doing a decent Vin Diesel impression. I don't know.
Here's a question. Would Ben even be mad if I watched all 9 Fast and Furious again before watching
Dark Season 3?
No, because that was punishment enough. Frankie, where can people connect with us and let us know their thoughts on the final 4 or the final 2?
iTunes, hit the subscribe button Apple Podcast, not iTunes, sorry. Hit the subscribe button,
that's the
leave
place.
Us a comment. Go on facebook.com/incrediblecritics, hit the like button, get to know the incredible fam, get to vote on everything that we talk about and interact with
family.
Us. Family. Instagram.com/incrediblecritics, TikTok.com/incrediblecritics.
It's all about TikTok.
And, we're going to start streaming on TikTok now, everybody.
That's I don't it. Know if the music's playing.
It's playing on a speaker.
It's playing on the speaker. So I'll just do this.
I did that before. Yeah. It doesn't work well. The computer scrubs it out. You unplugged your microphone. And we are the Credible Critics. We'll see you next week.
That is. Everything we do is incredible.